ministry of Lighthouse Christian Outreach Center. Our vision, bringing people into the full realization of their potential in God, and our mission, building a community of believers whose lifestyle positively influences change in the society. Welcome to Lighthouse. The Lighthouse, House 7, Plot 2/3, Kudrata Biola Way, Oregun, Ikeja, Lagos. For inquiries, please log on to www.lighthouseng.org.
But tonight, with their appraisal, with the stock taking, I want to begin a series of teaching, the faith that works. I know that more than ever before, we need to exercise our faith in the living God, especially if you profess your belief in Christ Jesus. We are believers, we are not doubters. So there's something our faith does. It impacts on the way we live. It impacts on our families. It impacts on our businesses. It impacts on our career path. We can't separate our faith life from every other area of our lives. And if we truly believe God, then we will see that impact in everything that we do. People ask, how do we know that there is God? How do we know that God exists? And I think one of the ways is if you will allow, it's called yielding to the Spirit of God, where we allow our faith, our belief, because what faith really means is trust. Our trust. So we trust God, we trust His word, and we allow that to implant. The mind of God is the will. This is the will of God. The Bible is the will of God for us. We can glean from it wisdom to run our families, wisdom to run our nation, wisdom to run our businesses. So it's something that practically affect every area of our lives. The Bible talks about Jesus in Luke 2:52 that He grew in wisdom, He grew in stature, He found favor with God and with men. So there is just that impact. He came from heaven at that time, but He came to teach us how to live. And when He was living, He gave us some instruction. He said, as many as received Him, John 1:12, to them gave He power to become. So He lived out that life for us. He said, how God, Acts 10:38, how He anointed Jesus Christ of Nazareth with Holy Spirit and with power. And He went about doing good, healing all that were oppressed of the devil, for God was with Him. So He taught us how to live. It taught us how to live. And today we can stand as His ambassador. Ephesians 2:10 says we are His workmanship, created in Christ Jesus unto good works. So we start this series of teaching about the faith that works. There is the kind of faith that works. And I like to add to that is the God kind of faith. In other words, you begin to see things the way God sees them. I was in a place just about a week ago, and I had the privilege of teaching, and I was saying something that, if we can just choose, if we believe in our heart, and choose to live out the nature of God that we have read in His Word, our lives, our world will be a better place. For example, the Bible says God is love. If we make that decision that as someone who believes in God, we want all that we want to flow out of our own lives is His love, His nature. He's a nature. God is love. And another one is God is faithful. God is loyal. So if you are faithful, I am faithful to God. I am faithful to my relationship. The world will be a better place. God is, He doesn't behold iniquity. Then if I love Him, I will love my neighbor. I will not do anything that will hurt anyone. I will not do anything that will go contrary to His love. Even in the midst of all that, it says, even when we remain faithless. He remained faithful because he can never deny himself. So these are, if we just choose in our relationship with him to just live out, I mean, by the help of his spirit that lives in us, to live out these attributes, our lives, we assume a greater progression, and then our world will be a better place. We will be good with our vertical relationship with him as the Father of all flesh, as the Father of all spirit, and then horizontally loving our neighbor as ourselves. So as we start out this month, we're trusting that we'll be able to teach us. I mean, they are not complicated things. In fact, the easiest way for us to put it, they are like the ABC of our faith. And it's basic things that if we can just, and you will agree with me, even in our world, you don't have to do the big things. A lot of people aspire to do the big things, yes. But hey, maybe we should also aspire to begin with the small things, and then we can build on it, line upon line, precept upon precept. We can build upon it, and by the time we aggregate them together or we sum them up, we have indeed know that we have been doing great things because of the enablement of a great God in us. So it's very important for us to lay this foundation. God's kind of faith, that's what we'll be talking about in that series, this series of faith that works. And maybe I should give us an example of this God kind of faith. God kind of faith sees possibilities in the midst of impossibilities. I mean, we live at a time, there is a global crisis, you can name any part. I mean, there is just something that affects our whole world. Just a few days ago, I mean, we had a shutdown of the major social media platforms. And it's just for some few hours. And everything just, I mean, got to a place of standstill. And hey, there are 3 billion active users who do things online. They run businesses, structures, businesses across the globe. But just for those few hours, imagine what has gone wrong. So, but in the midst of that, here we are again, we're coming to you. But the truth is that when you look at our world, God is greater than they. I mean, imagine if all of us are short of hair for those hours, and we can't breathe and we don't have access to oxygen. So God is still greater than us. So the faith that works sees things the way God sees them. He sees possibilities in the midst of impossibility. God sees success in the midst of failure. He sees hope in the midst of disappointment. So as we run through this series, please understand. And we have in the Word of God, we call them the patriarch of faith. They've gone through what we're trying to do. I was saying where I said I had the privilege to train in the last few weeks. You know, a lot of the times in every generation, we think that there are special problems. Hey, it has always been. The world that we live in, because of the nature, the sinful nature, the brokenness, things have just been running in cycles. So it has always been, problems has always been around us, situations has always been around us, challenges have always been around us. That's why Paul writing in 1 Corinthians 10, 13, 12, 13, he says there is no temptation that has come, he says, such as it is common to men. But he said, God will not allow us to be tempted, even more than we can bear. And then for every temptation, every challenge, he will provide a way out of it. I love that scripture that says, he who comes to God, Hebrews 11 says, must believe that he is, and then he is a rewarder of those who diligently seek him. So we'll start this series, and I want you to please open your, I use the story of one of our patriarchs. As a matter of fact, we call him the father of faith. Abraham, and then we look through, we just extract his life in a very simple manner, and then to see what we can learn from him. But he is an example of faith that works. It says in Romans chapter 4, I read from verse 1 or through to verse 6. It says, what then shall we say that Abraham our father has found according to the flesh? For if Abraham was justified by works, he has something to boast about, but not before God. For what does the scripture say? Abraham believed God. He trusted in God. He exercised his confidence and faith in God. And that act was counted to him for righteousness, which simply means right standing. He said, now to him who walks, the wages are not counted as grace, but as debt. He said, but to him who does not walk, but believes on him who justifies the ungodly, his faith is accounted for righteousness. Just as David also describes the blessedness of the man to whom God imputes righteousness, apart from work. So we'll see that posture. It's a very simple posture of faith. I call it simple because it just takes you and I to yield ourselves to the same principle of God's word, respond the way Abraham responded, and then we will have the blessedness of that blessing in our own relationship with God today. Abraham didn't come to God through his works. I mean, one of the things we need to also begin to recognize in our relationship with God is that, hey, works doesn't get us to God. I mean, we don't merit things by works, but works will follow us into heaven. But what we need to do is to allow our lives to allow God infuse his life to us. That's why it's a gift. I mean, when we talked about a gift, what do you do when your birthday is today or your wedding anniversary today and someone wants to give you a gift? What you do is that you receive that gift joyfully, knowing fully well that that gift will benefit or will bring value into your life. If it's a well-thought-out gift, the whole essence of it is that it benefits the beneficiary. So righteousness is a gift. God's life that has been imparted to us is a gift. It's not something that we merit. We do not work for it. For by grace, Ephesians 2:10, are we saved through faith. He said that is not of ourselves. It's not of works. It is the gift of God. So God saved us. That is a gift. He imparted his nature and life into us. It is a gift. And we can stand before him without any sense of guilt and condemnation. It is still a gift. So Abraham found that. He found it in God. Abraham, if you read Genesis chapter 12, was an idol worshiper. I mean, God called him out of that into his own life. God even asked him to change his location as at that time. And the Bible says, I mean, in Hebrews, it was describing it, is that Abraham went out as the Lord commanded, not even knowing where he was going. That may sound so hard and so strange to us, but he trusted God enough to fulfill his promise in his life. And that's a posture of faith. It's a faith that works. God is not a vague thing. We can put our trust in him. He's a personality. God is committed to his word. In Psalm 138, verse 2, he said he has exalted his word above his name. So it means every other thing may go wrong, his word doesn't go wrong. And no other things can even go wrong because he upholds all things by the word of his power. You may be saying, oh, but what about this in my life or that in my life that has not really worked? Hey, a posture of faith says, Romans 8:28, all things work together for good Because you love God and because you are called according to his purpose. So we see Abraham, the Bible says he found something in the natural. And whatever he found, which was a response of faith, which was to trust God, to trust in his word, to believe his word, to believe in his promises, not even in the face of doubt, fear, unbelief, wavering situations and circumstances, still keeping to God's word, saying, he whose promise is able to keep his promise to us, that is the posture of the faith that works. And Abraham had it. Even when Abraham had issues about waiting, the Bible says that posture, he was strong in his faith. Strong in faith. I mean, he has received a promise. Let's read it. Hebrews chapter 4, verse 13. It said, for the promise that he would be the heir of the world was not to Abraham or to his seed through the law. So it's not works, it's not effort, but through the righteousness of faith. So it was through the righteousness of faith. He trusted God, and that gave him that right standing. And the Bible is so clear. Hebrews 11, 6, if we can read that. I mean, it's something that we must keep. A lot of the times, people they condemn themselves. Even when God has given them this gift of righteousness, they feel inadequate. A lot of people in our world, because of the things that they have experienced, the path they have taken or they have chosen initially in life, even when they gave their hearts to the Lord, they are still in doubt whether God can actually forgive all their sins. No, he said he has forgiven. So let us believe him that he has forgiven. He said he has given us his own life. Let us believe him. He said, I have come that ye may have life. John 10:10. I am not like the devil who is here to steal, to kill, and to destroy. But me, I have come that ye may have life. And I think the best thing we can do is to respond to that love. And I'm saying that to someone out there today. Have you responded to God's love? God has said he will never leave you, Hebrews 13, 5 and 6, nor forsake you. Or are you still afraid? Are you still fearful as you walk with him? I mean, he has given some of us assurances and the place of prayer. Do you wholeheartedly trust him? For example, the subject of fear. He said, he who fear has not been made perfect in God's love. 1 John 4:18. And in 2 Timothy 1:7, he said, God has not given us the spirit of timidity to fear, but he said the spirit of love, of power, and of a sound mind. So Hebrews 11, he said, but without faith. So it's a posture. Without that posture, without that attitude, he said, it is impossible to please him. Who is the him there? God, the Godhead. He said, for he who comes to God must believe that he is and is a rewarder of those who diligently seek him. Have you come to God? Are you born again? Have you given your heart to the Lord? Have you accepted him as your savior? Or is it the Lord, even if you have done that, is it actively the Lord of your life leading and guiding you by his spirit? Do you actually believe that he lives in you? I mean, these are the basic things I want us to look at this month. We must come to that point. It's not that the Bible is weak. It's not that the word of God is not true. But we who are the recipients must believe that God is. And then God is a rewarder of those who diligently seek him. Do you believe Psalm 27 verse 1, the Lord is my light and my salvation? Do you actually believe it? Do you believe Psalm 46 verse 1, God is our refuge and our strength, a very present help in the times of trouble? Do you believe that? Do you believe Mark 16:20 and the Lord walking with them everywhere they go, confirming his word with signs following? Do you actually believe that? Do you believe Psalm 119, the word is a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path? Do you believe it? Do you believe God can lead you? Do you believe that he can guide you? Do you believe Isaiah 48:17? If you run a business, he said, I am the Lord God, your Redeemer, the one who teaches you to profit, the one who leads you in the way that you should go. Do you believe that he is ready to leave you, or you are just consumed with the happening on the outside and you are saying, God help me, and it's not just even beyond your truth? You know, sometimes we can say things, and if it's not from our heart, it will not work. And then when we say and it doesn't work, we begin to doubt. Or we begin to say, oh, maybe the word of God is true, but maybe it's not for me. No. Do you believe that God is your healer? It's a posture of faith. It's a posture. He said, for this purpose, 1 John 3:8. He said, the Son of God has manifested that he may destroy the works of the devil. Sickness is one of the works of the devil. Oppression is another one. But do you believe that Jesus has come to set you and I free? He said, he who the Son sets free, John 8:36, is free indeed. He said, you shall know the truth, John 8:32. And the power inherited in the truth shall set you free.
This message is brought to you by Lighthouse Christian Outreach Center. The Lighthouse, House 7, Plot 2/3, Kudrata Biola Way, Oregun, Ikeja, Lagos. For inquiries, please log on to www.lighthouseng.org. For more,